This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'd like to welcome you to The State of Politics. I'm David Fair, and this is our regular get-together with Rick Pluta to explore issues of statewide interest and follow up on what is going on with our state lawmakers. Rick is the managing editor and Capitol Bureau Chief of the Michigan Public Radio Network. And Rick, much of the news this week did not have to do with our current governor, but instead with former Governor John Engler. Everything is kind of topsy-turvy over there in East Lansing.
Yes, that, if you think back, it reminds me a bit of what his first year of being governor was like, where he came in and said that, look, there's just a lot of difficult, nasty stuff that needs to get done, and we're going to get right to it and not worry too much about who we offend along the way.
And he has certainly managed to do that. He was caught sending some emails in which it appeared that he lacked compassion for some of the victims of former MSU sports doctor Larry Nassar, the center of the sex scandal, and people are reacting harshly.
Yes, actually, 120 Nassar survivors sent a letter to the Michigan State University Board of Trustees asking that John Engler be removed for some emails that came to light, an email that came to light, where he suggested that one of the survivors, Rachel Denhollander, was basically going to get a kickback from the law firm that's handling the lawsuit against MSU filed by the survivors. And Denhollander says that is absolutely not the case and that the comments are offensive and that Engler should be removed or resign.
Well, another one among those signing the letter to the Michigan State University Board of Trustees was Morgan McCall.
We're going to show up and we're going to make sure that our voices are heard. We're going to make sure that MSU and the Board of Trustees members who haven't stood up to defend what's right understand that there are people looking to them to make those moves.
And a number will show up at this morning's Board of Trustees meeting at Michigan State University. Do you think there is enough momentum? I know two trustees have said they are willing to remove Governor Engler from the interim president status, but I don't know that there's enough beyond that.
It does not appear at this juncture that enough trustees are on board to do that. And I suspect that one of the arguments is that all the difficult things that need to get done, they're not all done. Everybody is already mad at Engler, so why not just let him continue on and get it done and then be on his way so that someone else can come in? John Engler, I don't think, you know, was ever meant to come in and heal the university. He was going to get the things out of the way that would allow that process to begin under his successor.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what comes out of the trustees' meeting, and of course, we'll have to move forward from that point on. The State of Politics with Rick Pluta continues on 89.1 WEMU. Another issue this week that has drawn quite a bit of attention is the issue of gerrymandering, because it appears as though voters in the state of Michigan will get to decide this issue.
It's looking like it. That process was delayed, but a state elections board, the Board of State Canvassers, this week complied with a court order that said they've collected enough signatures and put it on the ballot. There is still a question remaining because opponents of the ballot campaign have filed with the state Supreme Court saying that basically this is not so much a ballot question as an overhaul of the state constitution that's so sweeping that it would be more appropriately handled with by a convention. Now, the Supreme Court could have put a stop on the court order while it decides whether or not to take the case, but it opted not to do so. So it does look like the voters, not politicians, ballot question is going to be decided by voters in November.
The politicking and the campaigning is already underway. Tony Daunt is with the Conservative Michigan Freedom Fund, which opposes the measure.
It's an effort by liberal Democrats to stack the deck in their favor. And despite the rhetoric that they so happily spout, it really is just an effort to put more Democrats in control because they can't put forth ideas in candidates that will get elected in Michigan.
And you had opportunity this week to talk with some of the members of Voters Not Politicians, which supports the change, and they were rather euphoric.
Oh, they're very euphoric, and I mean, you could see why, that they pulled off a pretty extraordinary feat. An all-volunteer organization got a proposal to amend the Michigan Constitution on the ballot. Usually you've got to hire professional petition circulators to pull that off. We should point out that the state Supreme Court, sometime between now and September, could make a decision to step in. And it is a 5-2 Republican majority on that court. But they did opt against that initial action of just blocking the question from the ballot while they decide. So that's some early good news for the Voters Not Politicians campaign.
Once again, this is State of Politics with Rick Pluta on 89.1 WEMU. And Rick, new state budget in place. And what do we know about Planned Parenthood? That seemed to be among the more controversial measures contained in the budget.
Yes, the legislative Republicans tucked in some language that basically gives a preference to family planning services, a preference to clinics that do not also offer abortion services. Now, it is illegal in Michigan to use taxpayer funds for abortions, and this just takes it a step further and says that any family planning clinic that also offers abortions would at least be last in line for getting family planning money that the state gets from the federal government. Snyder says that that's fine, you can put it in there, but it's not enforceable and the state won't. Now we'll see what happens next, that legislators might ask Attorney General Bill Schuette for an opinion on that. And we could see that fight linger on for a while.
And certainly Planned Parenthood itself is out and campaigning to make sure that those components never go into effect.
Yes.
Rick, thank you very much for the time. We'll take occasion and talk again in 2 weeks.
Okay. Well, enjoy your vacation, David.
I will do so. I'm David Fair, and that was Rick Pluta, the Managing Editor and Capitol Bureau Chief of the Michigan Public Radio Network. He's our partner for the State of Politics. And this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.